Greetings to each and every one of you, and thank you for being part of this special edition of my weekly podcast known as Faith to Live By. I'm Pam Christian, your host. This show is a slight departure from my regular weekly podcast where each and every week I help us explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective so we, as God's children, can know how He wants us to respond. Well, this week, I want to tap into that still small voice you're hearing where God is redirecting you in business or ministry, and for some of you, like me, you're being directed to both. With that in mind, I want to share my journey in business and ministry with hopes of you seeing yourself somewhere in my story in an effort to encourage you to take that next step. I have been a business owner and entrepreneur since my early 20s, when I started a residential property management company. Through the years, I've started several different businesses and ministries, including a media marketing company, a corporate gift business, a catering company, a speakers bureau, and my Pamela Christian Ministries LLC, through which I offer books and I speak and teach, I sponsor travel tours, and I run this podcast, and more. I realize not everyone is called to establish or operate their own business, but as Christians, each of us is called to share the gospel, which we can do no matter what we do for a living. So as you listen to my story, consider what you hear the Lord asking of you. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, but I knew about God. When I was nearly 30 years old and my life was farthest from what I wanted it to be, in complete surrender, I called out to God for the very first time, really. Oh, I'd called out to God before, but never in complete surrender. I always wanted God to be my insurance policy to keep me from hell, but I wanted to be Lord of my own life. But that night, when I cried out in all abandon, my life was instantly changed, and I had an entirely new purpose in life. In the days, weeks, and months that followed, I learned everything I could about my newfound Christian faith. That's when I discovered Christian talk radio. I couldn't get enough of that, as it fed my insatiable desire to learn everything I could. In a way, I was trying to make up for lost time. Well, that's when I learned about Christian apologetics, and when I learned about Rich Bueller, who hosted a syndicated talk show called Talk from the Heart. In fact, he's recognized as the dean of Christian talk radio. In learning everything I did, I soon became angered to learn how much I'd been lied to, how much the vast majority of people around the world had been lied to. And I learned the truth about our existence, the truth about God, and the truth about the enemy of God, who is responsible for all the lies, destruction, sickness, and death that's in the world. And I became angry, and I knew I had to take action. By the way, there's much more to my testimony in finding Jesus that I openly share when I'm invited to speak. Anyway, anyone who knows me will say that when I get angry, I take action. There's just an innate part of me that has to make sure to promote truth and righteousness and fight against injustice. So I got involved with both Eagle Forum and Community Bible Study. This was the early 90s, and my husband and I moved to a new community where neither of these organizations had a presence. So, drawing on my entrepreneurial spirit, I started a local chapter for Eagle Forum and a local class for Community Bible Study. I had no idea that God was actually setting me up to actually teach community Bible study. I thought I was just helping to establish the class, but after about 2 years of working to establish the class, it was clear God was calling me, and I took 3 days to think about it before I even said yes to God. So I stepped down from Eagle Forum, and I devoted myself to voluntarily teach Bible. It was the best thing ever, because as a teacher, you have to study a great deal, which deepened my understanding and devotion to God. So I served and I taught in that Bible study for about 7.5 years. During this time, several different women throughout the years would say, "I see you writing books." I always refuted that idea, knowing how involved the process is of writing a book. I did not want to write a book. Anyway, after teaching for Community Bible Study, I unexpectedly received invitations to speak at various women's retreats and conferences, which allowed me to travel coast to coast to speak and teach. I continued listening to Christian talk radio, especially apologetics, and ultimately I was led to take classes at Biola, where I became certified in apologetics. Then one day I was listening to the radio and I heard them announce they were looking for a female host. I kid you not, each time I heard that announcement, I had an innate reaction, to the point that one day I said aloud, I was sitting alone in my car, and I said, "God, if this is you telling me I should apply for this position, You're going to have to give me some pretty serious confirmations, because who in their right mind would apply for a job with no training or experience? Well, God gave me some very serious confirmation, including the personal prompting of Rich Bueller, who wanted me to apply for the job. I had met Rich some years prior, so I asked him what he thought about me applying, knowing I had no training. And he said, "By all means, I think you should." Well, this was just one of several confirmations from God. So I applied, and I fell completely in love with radio. The application and audition process was grueling, and the time of waiting was very long. But finally, I got a letter, and slowly I opened it. Before I read it to you, I want you to know that I had it framed, and it hangs in my office to this day. The letter read, "Dear Pamela, you are a very bright and gifted lady. No one wonders why you minister so often to so many on an ongoing basis. In your own way, like KBRT, you are providing much-needed edification for men and women all over California and possibly elsewhere. I commend you for the immeasurable success you have realized. We have decided to go another direction for the 2 p.m. program and not hire you. The reasons are proprietary, but know that it was not an easy decision. You were the runner-up, so I definitely think that is worth something. Hopefully, you do too. From all of us at KBRT, we are tremendously grateful for the time, effort, and prayer you put into your application and auditions. Whatever it is, I'm confident that God has other equally impactful plans for you. Know that you are always welcome as a guest, if not more, at our radio station. Sincerely," and it was signed by the general manager. I read that letter, and I immediately broke out in the loudest sobs I have ever cried. I mean, I really wanted that job. And besides, who wants to be the runner-up? Well, as the months went by, the desire to host radio only intensified, and as it turned out, Rich Bueller offered to train me. He saw my aptitude and deep desire, and later I learned I was the only person Rich ever offered to train. His wife often introduced me to friends of her late husband as Rich's protege. Rich taught me everything he could from behind a desk, and the next step was to go on air. Radio time is very expensive, and my husband and I had been through 4 years of serious financial hardship. Knowing that, Rich cautioned me not to expect to recover my expenses. Even so, my husband agreed, and with an undeniable drive, I bought my own time from KBRT and hosted my own 2-hour weekly show during the summer of 2003. The time and the effort required to do this was enormous, but I loved it. And God continued to give me serious confirmations. And when it was all said and done, by the end of the summer, through donations and advertisers, I had enough money to pay all expenses with $2,000 left over to put in my pocket. Well, with that experience, I looked for work in radio nearly every day. Ultimately, I learned of a position with Salem Communications and was hired to be their evening drive time talk show host in San Francisco, which I did from 2005 to 2006. I loved every minute of that, even though it meant I was away from my family, seeing them only on weekends. I think it was January 2006 when an in-studio guest prophetically declared he saw me on television. I remember thinking, well, God got me on radio with no training or experience. I better take some classes, because television is a whole different world than radio. Well, soon, God made clear I was to quit my beloved job, which I reluctantly did. And I have several wonderful letters of recommendation from this position. Being back home full-time, I took television production classes 1 and 2 at a local community college, and I loved that. I was simply being obedient with absolutely no idea what would come of it, but I'd seen God work in my life, bringing me to do several things I'd never thought I would do on my own, so who was I to doubt? It turned out, through Rich Bueller, I had had the pleasure of meeting Nancy Stafford, a wonderful actress and devoted Christian woman, and she and I became close friends, a friendship we both cherish to this day. Well, she knew I had suffered sudden cardiac arrest in 2002. I mean, I literally died and was revived. It's a miraculous story that I also share when I'm asked to speak, and it's been on Focus on the Family. And also, it was shared at UCI's first annual Day of Women's Health, where I was the keynote speaker before about 900 people at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove. Anyway, as an actress, Nancy is always researching potential roles for herself, so when she saw a call for non-actors who had experienced a heart event to be in a commercial, she sent it over to me right away. Well, I auditioned 3 times, and I was told that I came in the runner-up. There's that term again. But the casting director took a liking to me, so when another opportunity came up for a non-actor, he sent me out to audition. The film crew ran several people through their scenario, cameras running, with plans of using that footage to create a commercial with those whose performances fit their storyline. Well, I was selected as the lead for a national commercial. It was so fun to see me pop up on television from time to time, and it was even more fun to go to my mailbox and pick up my residual checks. Later, in 2012, I happened to read an article by ABC News titled, "Americans Are Surprisingly Flexible About Matters of Religious Faith." I expected that I would read, "We Don't Mind Having People of Different Religions and Backgrounds in Our Communities." Instead, I read that highly educated and influential people were taking tenets from different religions and creating a religion of their own preference. There were even names for these things, such as Buju and Chrislam. Well, that angered me. Clearly, people were woefully deceived and were even encouraging others to follow in their ways, so I had to do something. I sat down to write what I thought was an op-ed piece, and while I was furiously writing, I heard the Lord whisper in my ear, "It's going to be a book." Well, the Lord had me at the right moment because in that emotional state, without hesitation, I said, "Okay." Then when I was writing the first book, God whispered into my ear again, and he said, "It would be more than one book." Well, I'd become accustomed to the way God leads me, so I didn't even try to argue. Today, my book series is also called Faith to Live By, and it includes 5 books and 1 study guide, and all of the books have received multiple awards. The year my first book was published, I received a call from a fellow Christian speaker who had started a new internet television show with a new internet network called the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. She wanted to interview me about my book. The title of that book is Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. While I was being interviewed, the co-owner of the network, I later learned, was being instructed by God to talk to me. And he kept asking God, "What am I supposed to talk to her about?" And God replied, "Just talk to her." So when I was done with the interview, he asked me to talk with him. As we got acquainted, he felt led to offer me my own television show on his internet. When he did, I immediately thought of the prophecy about me being on TV. You know, I had wondered if just that one television commercial was fulfillment, but this opportunity seemed to be the fulfillment of the prophecy that I would be on TV. Drawing on my entrepreneurial skills and experience, I first helped them get their new network going, and then I hosted my own internet TV show, also called Faith to Live By. Then, in 2020, I became aware of Clay Clark when I heard what he was doing with this brand new effort, a tour called Reawaken America, that featured General Michael Flynn. Clay and General Flynn started the tour aware that the American people had been lied to, and unless the people learn the truth, rise up, and take their rightful control of our republic, we were certain to lose our nation and all of our freedoms. I, too, was keenly aware of the many things that didn't make sense in 2020, which riled up my innate bent to promote truth, righteousness, and fight injustice. So I drew on my nearly 30 years' experience as an entrepreneur in both secular and Christian ministry, along with my experience in traditional radio and as a speaker, teacher, and now a published author, and without hesitation, I started this podcast. When I learned what Clay was doing, I immediately donated both financially and using my talents working to write articles to promote the Reawaken America tour. This meant I got to know Clay somewhat, which has only furthered my respect and admiration of him. When the tour came to Anaheim, I made a point of being there as a member of media, where I was able to interview many of the speakers on the tour. Later, Clay invited me to a special event he and General Flynn put on at no cost to attendees because they wanted to invest in those of us who were spending our own time and resources to make people aware of truth. They were concerned if we weren't able to at least break even with the work we were doing, that we would be forced to give it up. So they put together a 2-day event to invest in us, giving us all the tools, resources, and network leads they possibly could to help us be successful. I attended and I met some amazing people who have been guests on my podcast. I continued writing promotional articles for Clay, and I interviewed him on my podcast from time to time. If you listened to the one interview where Clay most unexpectedly invited me to join the tour as a speaker with the January 2023 event in Nashville, then you heard me actually become speechless for several seconds. I did go, and I did speak, and it was one of the highest honors for me. I know what it's like to plan major events with the tremendous expense involved, not to mention the tremendous time investment required. In all of my years, the only jobs I ever did that allowed me financial profit was my property management company, radio hosting, and the Downy fabric softener television commercial. Everything else I've done, including this weekly podcast, has been a drain on our family budget. Regardless, knowing God has called me to do what I do, I'm certain things would be a whole lot worse if I didn't do it. Becoming aware that Clay not only doesn't break even on the tours, but he's been named in a lawsuit by Eric Comer, the former director of strategy and security for Dominion Voting, putting inordinate demands on him with the cost of his legal defense, made me angry. And you know what that means. I had to take action. In addition to the excellent work Clay has done for about 4 years now with the Reawaken America Tour, Clay has continued to work with his clients, helping them grow their own businesses. Because his client roster is necessarily limited, he graciously holds a business conference a few times a year to help other business owners and wannabe entrepreneurs grow their businesses. The next conference is scheduled for June 27th and 28th. And if you have ever thought about starting your own business, maybe a side business, if you have ever wanted to know the inside stories of how you can succeed in business or ministry, I want you to attend this conference. The reason I gave you the background of my life's work is because I believe you will see something of yourself in my story. If God is prompting you to do something different than you've been doing, if you have an undeniable desire to do more, to expand God's kingdom on earth and help others in the process, then you have to attend this conference. I believe what Clay Clark offers is a gift from God for you to take you to the next step of what God has laid on your heart to do. And if all that I've shared so far isn't enough to convince you to take that next step, then let me be a name dropper and state that Tim Tebow will be a featured speaker at this next event in June. And in addition to the business conference Clay offers, I want you to also know the details about the next Reawaken America Tour. So here's my interview with Clay about these two events. And one of the things that you do for your real job is to help businesses become successful. And I understand you have a very prominent individual who's going to be showing up in your workshop pretty soon. Tell us about that.
Well, Tim Tebow is the legendary football player that I would say I what attracted me to studying all things Tim Tebow and just knowing about his career is by all accounts, he's a better person off the field than he is on the field, but yet he was an incredible football player on the field. You know, he was a Heisman award-winning football player. He won two national championships. But for folks out there that don't really get into football or care about sports, he was a guy that every time you get in the end zone, he would point up to God and he would wear, he would write John 3:16 scripture verses. So when the camera would pan on him, they would see it. He would often talk about how it's important to get right with Christ. After every game, he would go into the stands and greet the fans. He would stay after during many games. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't know, but after most games, he would stay after and meet any of the mentally handicapped people or physically handicapped people in the crowd. He would stay. I mean, so all the other players might go out and party. He would go out and meet the mentally and physically handicapped people. Tim Tebow has devoted his really his off-field activities and a lot of his life to loving the folks that are forgotten. And he's done a phenomenal job with doing that. And so at our business workshop, what I do is I bring in people that really know how to grow a business. And people might not know this, but Tim has been very successful off the field as an entrepreneur as well. And so at our two-day interactive business workshop, we do them every 2 months. I've been doing them since 2005. So this is 19 years of doing these. So this is not a new thing. We gather and we teach people how to grow their business. And there's thousands of case studies and success stories, documented examples of real clients who've grown their business. And you can see them today at thrivetimeshow.com. But when we do the workshop, something incredible happens. And I call it a charisma. Now, if you look at the original word charisma, the original Greek word charisma was spelled with a K, K-A-R-I-S-M-A, charisma, which means the gift of grace. So when people leave, they should feel whole. They shouldn't leave full of holes. And somehow in our culture today, the definition of charisma has been, in my mind, inverted, as so many things have. And now people, when they think of charisma, they think of a very energetic person who talks at you and just hammers you with motivation and inspiration. But when you ask a question at a lot of these conferences, the person who's speaking either A, won't answer, or B, they tend to belittle people for having small questions. And I look at it as though there are no bad students, there's just bad teachers. And that's why our business workshops are sincerely the highest rated small business workshop in the world right now. So if people look up Thrive Time Show, they can look it up. I mean, we have the most reviews of anybody. We've been doing this for a long time. And we let people, just like with the tour, I've been doing this for a long time. You can name your price to our conferences. So we tell people unapologetically, the business conferences are $250 or just whatever you can afford. And that's because I grew up poor and I know what it's like to need a hand up. You're not looking for a hand out, but you're just looking for an opportunity. And so the workshop is filled with people. We teach a marketing, accounting, sales, legal, branding. We just teach all the aspects of business growth, linear workflows, processes, online advertisement. It's really a powerful workshop and filled with business owners. And then we take time to answer questions every 45 minutes. So we do a 30-minute teaching session, and then we open it up for questions, and we do that. And so Tim is going to come and teach us specifically. He'll be doing a session on time management and how he organizes his day because he's dedicated to faith, family, finance, fitness, friendship. Huh? I mean, think about that. That's a lot just to even think about. But faith, family, finance, friendship, and fitness. I mean, that's a tough deal to be successful with your faith, to be successful with your finances, to be successful with your fitness, your friendship, and he's really an all-in guy in those areas. And so we're going to ask him Q&A about how he organizes his day and the things he says yes to and says no to and how he plans his food and his, you know, his diet and his workouts and his time with his wife and the ministries. And he's pulled in a lot of directions, but yet he continues to make a big impact. So I'm excited to hear from him.
Absolutely. Now, that workshop is open to any entrepreneur or any wannabe entrepreneur.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I used to speak at business workshops all over the country. And I found, as a guy in my young 20s, you know, I was honored to speak, but you know, you'd get to the event and they would hire me to teach, let's say, search engine optimization. And I would teach halfway through and they'd go, you got 5 minutes left. So we'll wrap it up. And then the questions start and people would say, I have a question. What is the proper length of a permalink? Well, that's like at least a 90-second response. First off, what is a permalink? B, how is it relevant? And then C, what do you do? And then the next question would go, I have a question. With my HTML sitemap, do I have to make it viewable or can I keep it invisible like my XML sitemap? Well, 2/3 of the audience doesn't know what an XML sitemap is, doesn't know what HTML is. So I have to explain and that's just on the search engine side. Now, we get into accounting. People say, you know, and these are real business owners. So they'll say, hey, I run a pizzeria in Florida, and I want to know what's the best way to pay my employees to maximize the way I can motivate them to work, but also be profitable. What's the best way to pay people? Or what's the best way to price my product? Or how do I market my product? And you just really can't do that as a keynote speaker given a 45-minute time slot. So we really engage heavily with the question and answer sessions. And we start at 7 a.m. We go until 5 both days. We've got music in between the breaks, a lot of fun with the music. And we have a mariachi band. We have giveaways. We do helicopter rides. And we bring in two speakers that are worth over $100 million. And they tell you how they went from poverty to massive success. We bring in a celebrity athlete like a Tim Tebow. We bring in Michael Levine, the PR consultant for Pizza Hut and for Nike. And you bring all these people into one place and you really can't leave there without a life-changing experience. And then we don't upsell anybody. So I have 160 clients and that's all I take. And so last night I was speaking at I was doing a fundraiser for Rudy Giuliani last night. And this guy walks up to me, he says, hey, I want to hire you to consult my business. And I said, I love you, but I don't have any openings. And he says, what? Is that what? And I said, I only work with 160 clients because it's kind of like an incubator, you know? So I it's kind of like the class is full or the roster is full. I said, well, you can come to the workshop. And so it really is a conference where you can come to it and you don't feel like there's a group of people in the back of the room trying to sell you something.
I love what you do to help businesses. And again, as you said, it's been 19, 20 years that you've been at that. And it's been, roughly since early 2020, maybe mid 2020, that you've headed up the Reawaken America Tour, which has been outstanding in terms of informing people, enlightening people, and bringing the truth that mainstream media and our government and others have tried to cover up. You've got an event coming up with the Reawaken America Tour. I believe it's in June.
Right. That's June 7th and 8th. And it's going to be a great event there. It's June 7th and 8th. And it's going to be in Detroit, Michigan. And people, you know, always ask me, they say, hey, how come you chose Detroit? How come you didn't choose ABC 123? I only choose the locations that General Flynn and Eric Trump want to go to. And so the way it works on the org chart is General Flynn and Eric Trump, they tell me where they want to go, why they want to go. But I choose the venue. So my job is to choose the venue and fill it up. So there's a lot of wonderful people like Rudy Giuliani that are now joining the tour. People like Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney, joining the tour. So you're seeing momentum in that regard. And again, this is the final confirmed event that we have scheduled. Now, if General Flynn or Eric Trump feel like we need to do another one right before the election, I'm going to do it. And I encourage everybody out there to do whatever you can do before the election to help save this nation. So everybody out there, I mean, I think we got to sprint to the finish here.
Absolutely. And Clay, if people want to go to the Reawaken America Tour that's going to be in Michigan, how do they do that? Where do they go to get their tickets or to sign up?
Yeah. And let me pull this up real quick here. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have right now, we just moved under 540 tickets left. So we have 538 tickets right now, And you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. You can request those tickets. And again, you can name your price. Also, we have a documentary you can watch for free, the Reawaken America Tour documentary. If you want to hear from Mike Lindell or General Flynn or so many wonderful patriots and hear why they're involved, they share why we need to wake up America. You can watch. Really, I mean, tonight, if you're looking for a family movie or a documentary that really will fire you up, that will get you inspired, the Reawaken America Tour documentary, you can watch it for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com.
Very good. Clay, I look forward to having you on again. You always help us hone down this wealth of information that's going on out there and help us make sense out of it. So I want to say thank you once again.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll make sure I make that connection we talked about offline. So just send me over the information. I'll make it happen today. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Clay. God bless.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I suspect God is asking you to step out and do something different than you ever have done before. Some of you are hearing this still small voice for the first time. Others of you are hearing the same call you've heard for quite a while that you've tried to suppress. You know you won't find any relief until you decide to agree with God. Likewise, unless you're doing what God has created you to do, you have no real hope of finding true personal fulfillment. I hope today's special program is used by God to prompt you to take the next step. There's never been a time when the world needs God's people to step up in every area of life more than today. Whether you're called to the mountain of religion, family, business, government, arts, entertainment, education, or media, the world needs you. The Reawaken America documentary Clay spoke of that you can watch to be further inspired was produced by two people I now call friends, whom I met at the Anaheim tour stop, Joy and Matthew Thayer. You'll find a direct link for the documentary in the show notes. The Reawaken America Tour is an excellent place for anyone to learn the truths that need to be revealed and upheld for the benefit of all of us. I'd like to see everyone who can attend the Reawaken America Tour scheduled in June. It could be the last one. And when you go to sign up, I ask you to use my promo code FTLB. Not only will it provide you a 10% discount, but it lets them know you learned about the event as one of my listeners. And the business conference Clay offers can be just what God wants to help you step out into your calling and purpose. Let Clay Clark be one through whom God works to help equip you to take your next step. You'll find the link in the show notes. The world needs people who are willing to do what God asks of them. As with my story, it can be a most unexpected journey, but all along the way, you'll be led by the Lord, introduced to amazing people, and have the joy of knowing you're making a kingdom difference. If you hear God encouraging you to support Clay and his lawsuit fund, please do. You'll find a link on the Reawaken America page and a direct link in my show notes. Likewise, if you hear the Lord encouraging you to support me and my work, please do. I, too, have a lot of expenses associated with producing this podcast. Your communication, purchase of goods and services, and financial contributions are all very much needed to help me know to continue doing the work I'm doing. Listen further to know more about how you can encourage me. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, connecting with me on social media where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. Also, consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how to not only use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so many more Christians know how to share their faith. Learn more from Solid Lives Training Center using the link in the show notes. You know, my whole goal with this podcast is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share truth with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayers is among the top of the list. There's nothing more powerful than word-of-mouth endorsement or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all of these books with a deep 20% discount by using the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, at checkout. I also welcome donations, but for now, they're not tax deductible. However, I'm working on that for you, so listen in the weeks to come to learn more to be able to support me through donations that hopefully will be tax deductible. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving, America-first goods and services you won't want to miss out on. I have a new affiliate partner who has amazing products that can help you with a number of different ailments. It's called QE Strong. Using the frequency of quantum energy, their products have helped hundreds of people overcome issues of pain, anxiety, sleeplessness, and more. I've recently conducted an interview with Rob Rene, the founder, and I encourage you to listen to that in order to learn more. Use the promo code FTLB at checkout to get an additional 15% discount on top of the discounts they already provide. Also, if you're like me, you're tired of paying very high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting to find the right company who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com. Look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like at a fraction of what you're paying now, all while you are supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Cup of Health. Cup of Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimal and healthy weight. I personally love their Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. So check out all their products, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, and they also will offer a 20% discount on all the products. Visit cupofhealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amounts to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID and other ailments, and I have not been sick. Use the link in the show notes or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB to receive a 5% coupon discount. And if you choose to become a subscriber, you can receive a 10% discount each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor. I recently conducted another interview with Kirk that I especially want you to hear in light of the present-day banking system and economic uncertainty. Dr. Elliott offers free consultations to learn more about your personal considerations and to decide what might be a good strategy for you and your financial goals. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in the show notes. Again, his and all my affiliate partners' contact details are in the show notes. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase. But to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services myself to provide you with any personal recommendation I can. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for us all. So shop for yourself, or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. Again, if this ministry has blessed you in any way, please consider partnering with me and my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible. Consider getting my award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to get a 20% discount on your entire order. I'd also appreciate you letting me know how this podcast impacts you and what you're doing now in response to the quipping you've received through me. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If you like the content and the resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover many more topics there than I can with this weekly podcast. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose 1 of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred member where you'll receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast and the internet is really volatile right now, I'll have a way to contact you so we can stay in touch. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively, and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel, and it helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.